manufacture its own glutathione, except for Immunical. Immunical is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. Immunical is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
On the Constitution, filling in for Dr. Stan, and we've been talking about the Constitution, a document that every citizen needs to understand, because, you see, our Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. Rather, it is we the people who must hold our elected officials accountable to this. Really, it's a covenant that we have made with our government. You see, the government did not spring out of whole cloth on its own. It was created by we the people. And so we, the people, have determined the powers that we grant to our federal government as well as the powers we grant to our state governments. And we've been studying for several months now the United States Constitution, and it's essential that every citizen understand the terms of this Constitution. If we don't, you can be sure those who are in office, whether elected or appointed in Washington, D.C., are not going to follow the terms of this contract. Instead, they're going to take as much power as they can possibly gain to themselves, and ultimately, our freedoms not only are at stake, but they're going to be taken from us. Someone some time ago shared with me three laws of tyranny. First, it's this. The first law of tyranny is that any power granted to any individual will ultimately be abused. You can expect someone who is granted power at some point in time to abuse that power. Secondly, is that the abuse of power of a tyrant will extend to the limits of the resistance to that tyranny. In other words, if there is no resistance to tyrannical power, the tyrant will gain more and more and more and more power and will stop at nothing. So if we don't resist tyranny, we can expect to have our rights violated and trampled upon. The third principle, the third law of tyranny, is that if I don't stand up for and defend my neighbor's abuse by a tyrant, that is, if I don't come to his aid and I don't try to defend his God-given rights, then when my turn comes and when the abuse of my rights takes place, there will be no one there to protect me, and tyranny will prevail. Well, those three laws of tyranny are helpful to understand, because if we understand what's taking place in our country today, we see a federal government that is freely violating the terms of our contract with it, that is, the U.S. Constitution. They're freely violating all the terms of this Constitution and getting away with it. They get away with it either because the American people don't understand the Constitution, or if they do, they're unwilling to take the step of holding their elected officials accountable to the terms of that Constitution. We spend quite some time in Article 1 of the Constitution because it deals with the legislative branch of government and establishes two houses of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, and it limits, very strictly limits, the powers of Congress to 18 specific things. And we walk through those 18 things in detail to remind you of how much those limits that were placed by our founders upon the federal government, how much those are being violated in our day. Well, today we'd like to take a look at the Article 2. If you want to remember a simple outline of the beginning of the Constitution, following the preamble, Article 1 deals with the legislative branch, Article 2 with the executive branch, and then Article 3 with the judicial branch. When we look at the details of the executive branch, the presidency, we find in Section 1 of Article 2 the terms, the selection, and the qualification and succession of the president. The president serves a four-year term with no limits on those terms originally. Of course, that was changed by following FDR's reign in 1945, and the 22nd Amendment actually limited the president to two terms. But up to that point in time, 1951, the president could serve as many terms, as many four-year terms as he was elected for. And interestingly enough, the Constitutional Convention originally voted for a two-term limit, but as they were voting, they noticed that George Washington, the president of the Constitutional Convention, Washington voted against this move, and so they concluded, well, you know, maybe it's not a good idea, seeing as Washington's not for it, and everyone expected, of course, at that point in time that George Washington would be the first president of these United States, and so they later eliminated that limit in the working on the details in the convention. Washington himself, as we know, served two terms, and then he announced at the end of those two terms that that was really enough, and he set a unwritten kind of tradition that a two-term limit for president was followed, that is, by all presidents except Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was elected to four terms, actually, and he died in his fourth term, 1945. By the way, just as an aside, if you know much about FDR, you know that he was an enemy. That is right, an enemy of our form of government. He sought to destroy our constitutional republic, and he did a great deal of damage. He didn't accomplish all that he wanted to, but if you look at the details of his New Deal, New Deal's really socialism or communism, depending on how you want to define it, but it is basically a slap in the face of the constitutional republic established by our founders. FDR sought to take away our God-given rights that were secured to us in this form of government, secured to us by our constitutional structure. In our day, we need to recover and restore that constitutional structure.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Welcome back to Dr. Stan Monti's show. This is Pastor David Whitney, actually filling in for Dr. Stan this morning. I'm the senior instructor at Institute on the Constitution, where we teach people our founders' view of law and government, which is really, if you study it carefully, it's a biblical view. That is, they understood, first of all, as they said in the Declaration, there is a Creator God. We were not evolved. We did not come out of some ooze. There is no greater power like Buddha or Allah. No, there is a Creator God, the God of the Bible. Secondly, your rights come from God, not from government. Government doesn't give you rights. In fact, the third principle they established was that the only purpose of government is to secure your God-given rights. Three things. There's a Creator God, your rights come from Him, and thirdly, the whole purpose of government is to secure your God-given rights. Those principles are clearly stated and laid out in the Declaration of Independence. And then they took the next step, that is to create a government structure. So you see, the Declaration really is establishing the reason for a government, the philosophy of the government, a biblical view of government. Then the Constitution itself works out the details, the structure of how that government would work. We've been walking through Article 1, and now we're in Article 2, dealing with the presidency, the executive branch, and the structure established by our founders there. Again, the whole purpose of this structure is to secure your God-given rights. Among those, not a full list at all, among those listed in the Declaration are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and that phrase, pursuit of happiness, by the way, included the ownership of property that permitted you to own property that was granted to you as a stewardship, basically, from God, not from the government. By the way, Institute on the Constitution offers you a way that you can teach these principles we're talking about here, not only in this program, but our other programs. It's called our host kit. We don't want to scare people with the idea that somehow they're going to be responsible for teaching the Constitution. Instead, they put in a series of DVDs, and Dr. John Eidsmo, constitutional law professor at Faulkner University in Alabama, he gives a excellent summary of the Christian history, heritage, foundation, the Christian worldview, the philosophy of government of our founders, and then gives a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments, such that any person that takes this course can walk away with a working knowledge of what they need to know as a citizen of these United States in order to fulfill our function. That is, if we're not an elected official, we are to hold our elected officials accountable to the terms of our contract with them, that is, the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Well, you can order a host kit online going to our website. Our website is iotconline.com. That IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution. iotconline.com. And our web store has many other resources in addition to the host kit. Or you could actually call us toll-free if you chose. Our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Let me give that toll-free number again to Institute on the Constitution. It's 866-730-9796. Now, returning to Article 2 of the Constitution, Section 1 deals with the terms selection, qualifications, and succession. And the second part of Section 1 deals with what's called the Electoral College. Electors are actually chosen by the states. Each state's electors equal the total number of senators and congressmen from that state. So, for example, if you're a a small state in terms of population, such as, let's pick Alaska, for example. They have two senators and one representative, which means they have a total of three electors. And so that's determined that each state has those electors that it has total number of senators and congressmen from that state. Now, the electors are normally chosen and are pledged to support the candidate who carried their state. Now, we know that sometimes it has happened that those electors violate that pledge and they don't necessarily support the candidate who carried the state. We need to understand that the Electoral College was designed by our founders as a check upon what they would call mobocracy. That is, if the people in the state vote for a certain candidate for president, but as those who are the legislators in the state choose the electors, they think that that is a bad choice, then they are able to overturn that choice in and through the Electoral College. And this is particularly why the Electoral College has come under such attack in our day, why people say it's unnecessary, we need to abolish it and get rid of it. And yet, what our founders designed with the Electoral College was a safety valve that would prevent mobocracy. You see, our form of government, as we've talked about before, is not a democracy. Democracy is a direct decision-making from the people, the electors, making the decisions directly themselves regarding every detail of government. And they feared mobocracy, what many people today call democracy, because they recognize that with a majority, your rights may not be secure. For instance, in Nazi Germany, say, 51% of the people vote to change the law, and the law says, well, okay, now you can kill Christians and Jews and take away people's civil rights. And if 51% of the people agree to do something that's against the law of God, that is not safe for anyone. So in a democracy, or what our founders called a mobocracy, your rights are not very secure. If 51% of the people decide to take away your rights, to life, to liberty, to property, and all along the whole list of God-given rights that you have, if they decide to do that, they can give themselves permission to do that. We are not a democracy. Our founders abhorred a democracy, and they said it is an unsafe form of government. Actually, one founder said it's a very evil, most evil form of government. Instead, they structured a republic. The difference between a democracy and a republic are several, but these are the principal points to remember. In a democracy, there is no absolute law that stands unchecked or unchallenged. All it depends upon is 51% of the people. So it's a rule by man, basically. Man can change the law. Man can alter it any way he chooses. In a republic, it's the opposite. There is a fixed standard of law, God's law. And if any law is created by man on paper that's in violation of God's law, in a republic, it's not law at all. It's a piece of paper that somebody spilled ink on that has no value or power in and of itself. However, in a republic, we have God's absolute unchanging law. So when God's law says, thou shalt not murder, that cannot be changed. Even if 51% of the people say, oh yeah, we think you ought to be able to, you know, murder Jews or murder whatever group of people we think is fine to murder. No, in a republic, it's not man that you follow. It's not man's law. It's the law of God. It's a rule of law rather than, in a democracy, the rule of man. And because of that structure, our founders were very careful to put checks and balances in the entire process of electing a president as well as a senators and congressmen, all of these things that we study at Institute on the Constitution. We study that our founders designed these things as a means to secure our God-given rights. It's important to remember that, because you'll hear criticism these days of the Electoral College that people say it ought to be abolished and done away with. What you need to remember when you hear that is this, that these people are calling for an abolition of a structure put into effect by our founders to protect your God-given rights. What they're saying in their call to abolish the Electoral College is they want a system of government whereby the majority always rules. And there's no check upon what our founders would call a mobocracy. A mobocracy, these people want that. They want a mobocracy that can do whatever they want it to do. And that is not a safe form of government for anyone. And so we, the people, ought to remember that the Electoral College is there to protect our God-given rights. Well, the structure of how the Electoral College generally works, electors, as we said, are normally pledged to support the candidate who carried their state, although earlier on, back in the mid-19th centuries, it was not the candidate who carried your state, it was the candidate who carried your congressional district. So a smaller subset of your state, and it may not be the county or, you know, whatever the congressional district is in your state. And so, actually, I believe that was a much fairer system because it put the power at the lowest level possible in terms of the electors being selected to represent their congressional district, not represent their state. And we see what's happened today is there's a, you know, huge battle in the Electoral College the large states then have a tremendous amount of power. So, you know, Texas and Florida and California and so on, the states who have a large population, because it's winner take all. And if there's a close contest within those states, it means all the electors for the state of Florida or so on are going to go to the winner. The former system, that is, that was not, you know, signed into cement here that it had to be done this way, but it was done by states that they would choose to select their electors by congressional district. Honestly, I believe that's a system we would be far better off to go back to, because it means, for instance, here at the state of Maryland, there's obviously a vast difference between the strip of land between, if you draw a line between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and take about a 20-mile corridor of land between that, the people in that strip of land tend to vote extremely liberal in their selections. However, the rest of the state, you go east of that and you go west of that, is very conservative in their political philosophy. And so it's as if the state has a trifurcation. You have western, you have this middle section, and then you have eastern, and the eastern and western are conservative, and the middle is liberal. So what you have is generally our state winds up voting the entire electoral representatives in the Electoral College from the state of Maryland are all voting liberal. But that doesn't give good representation of the people in the conservative congressional districts. If we were to return to that form that was in place when our founders established the Constitution, and it existed probably for about 70 to 80 years in most parts of the country, where it wasn't winner-take-all in the Electoral College, rather it was by congressional district, we would have a far more competitive election of the president, and I believe a far fairer election, and most Americans would recognize that in that situation their vote really does count. It does make a difference if they go to the polls, and they have a better representation for themselves in the Electoral College. So the Electoral College is actually a state check on federal power. That is, it protects the smaller states. A state like Alaska, population-wise, is smaller. Nonetheless, it has three electors. And the larger states, their power is lessened because the smaller states actually have more representation in the Electoral College than their population otherwise would grant to them. And so with a two-party system, normally one candidate will always almost receive the majority of the Electoral College in that situation. Multi-party system, it's less certain how elections would turn out. And we know that if there is not a clear majority in the Electoral College, if no candidate receives a clear majority, then the race will actually go to Congress. The House, in this case, would be the one choosing the president. Each state in the House would cast one vote as a majority of their state's congressional delegation desired. So each state, no matter how large its size, would only have one vote in the House for president. And they would select those that they would choose from, the top three winners in the Electoral College. So if there was no majority in the Electoral College, the race for president would go to Congress, and the House would choose president, and actually the Senate would choose vice president. Again, the structure here would be one vote per each senator. That is, there'd be 100 votes cast in the Senate. And unlike in the House, where there would only be 50 votes actually cast in the House, because each state would cast one vote for this choice of president, and vice president would be chosen by the Senate in this case. And we know that our founders established this Electoral College as a check upon mobocracy, that the people would not have a direct selection of the president. Rather, they would elect representatives who then would make that choice in the Electoral College.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
David Whitney filling in for Dr. Stan Monteith, and I'm senior instructor at Institute on the Constitution, and we've been talking about the Electoral College. And if you'd like to call in to discuss this issue, let me give you the call-in number. You could call in our show here at 970-689-8255. That call-in number is 970-689-8255. I was mentioning before the break what our founders thought of democracy, and let me just give you several quotes here. For example, our fourth president, James Madison, who was called the father of our Constitution because he was hugely influential in shaping much of our Constitution, he said this: democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their death. Madison also stated that democracies will soon degenerate into anarchy, such an anarchy that every man will do what is right in his own eyes, and no man's life or property or reputation or liberty will be secure, and every one of these will soon mold itself into a system of subordination of all the moral virtues and intellectual abilities, all the powers of wealth, beauty, wit, and science, to the wanton pleasures, the capricious will, and the execrable, that is, the abominable cruelty of one or a very few. Wow. Madison thought democracy was a great evil to be avoided. It's interesting he actually uses a phrase in there straight out of the Bible, that every man did what was right in his own eyes, a time of anarchy in the history of the nation of Israel recorded in the book of Judges, a time when no one's rights were secure. And Madison saw this in history, and he was very careful to craft our form of government to avoid a democracy. Noah Webster, another founder, said, in democracy, there are commonly tumults and disorders. Therefore, a pure democracy is generally a very bad government. It is often the most tyrannical government on earth. And we can certainly see that with Nazi Germany being an example. So if someone tells you, or the next time someone tells you, or you hear someone saying that we are a democracy, remind them of these quotes of our founders. Our second president, John Adams, warned this: remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. So as we were talking about before the break, our founders put into play a variety of impediments to prevent a democracy from coming upon this constitutional republic that they were founding. And one of those impediments was the Electoral College. It was that you would elect a representative who would represent you in the Electoral College that would actually elect a president. And mention I was talking about where the congressional district from each district voted for their elector to represent them, I believe, as I said, was a better design because it allowed more thinly populated parts of a state to be adequately represented. And as it is today in most states, it's the cities who control who wins the election. For example, take the state of New York. Upstate New York gets very, very underrepresented in the Electoral College. It's the New York City area that, having the greater populace, winds up controlling who wins the electoral votes for that state. And so this Electoral College was really designed to be a state check upon federal power. By protecting the smaller states, they have a greater say in the election of a president. The protection of those smaller states would be abolished if we were to get rid of the Electoral College, as many people are calling for today. And of course, those calling for it, you need to remember, they really want the mobs in the most populous states to control the outcome of election. So you can think of it this way: a president under a system without an Electoral College, somebody running for president, all they have to do is go to the most populous states, say California, New York, Texas, Florida, and they can ignore the rest of the country, the thinly populated states they don't have to pay any attention to because they would not make any difference in the outcome of the election. So our founders wisely protected the rural, more thinly populated portions of our country by this mechanism. Furthermore, in our day, we find that most voters take their cues from the majority media outlets, and these outlets are hardly unbiased, as we have learned today. And they don't present anything but the two-party monopoly currently controlling our country and moving us towards complete socialism. The major media, we need to remember, is no friend of liberty, which is why I'm so thankful for this radio program. Shows like this get the word out in ways that the major media never would do. So to abolish the Electoral College, as many are calling for, would actually give greater powers to an already overpowerful socialist media. Electors normally pledged to support the candidate who carried their state. However, the design of our founders intended to prevent mobocracy. The electors could, if they chose, if they deemed the decision of the majority of their state to be destructive of a constitutional republic, they could vote contrary to the wishes of the majority. Now, the actual selection of the electors was left to the elected representatives of that state. So each state would have its own system, might vary from state to state. The electors, again, we need to remember, are part of our representative system of government. That is a republic, not a democracy. So those who today are afraid of the Electoral College, really, they're afraid of the constitutional republic that our founders carefully constructed. I like what Fisher Ames, who is actually author of the House language for the First Amendment, said. He said this: a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Their known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, that is, rebelling against the law of God, which the ambitious call and the ignorant believe to be liberty. Now, that is a very important point that Fisher Ames makes. Many people say that doing whatever you want to do is liberty. That is, if you want to do drugs, you want to, commit immoral sodomy, you know, these things are what many people in our day are calling liberty. No, they're not liberty. Our founders, Fisher Ames being one of them, said licentiousness is not liberty. It's only the ignorant that would call it liberty. See, the difference between a republic and a democracy, we could illustrate in this kind of a picture. Imagine a old typical Western B-movie, you know, the bad guy rides into town. Of course, we know he's the bad guy because he's wearing a black hat. He ties up his horse there in front of the saloon, and shortly after he enters the establishment and a fight breaks out while the bad guy emerges, followed by the town hero. They stand back to back in the center of that dusty street. They both walk 10 paces and turn, and the guns blaze and lead flies, and when the dust settles, one man is lying dead, the town hero. And the crowd, of course, yells for the sheriff, who duly arrives on the scene and arrests the bad guy, hauling him off to jail. Well, the dejected town folks gather around the town's charismatic leader, and they watch him carefully. He's a demagogue. He's a promoter of democracy. And with his flaming, passionate rhetoric, the demagogue soon has stirred the crowd. They're in the palm of his hands. And he molds them into a potent weapon, the mob. And he challenges them, why should we wait for a trial? The wheels of justice turn too slowly. We all know exactly what took place here in this town. We know what is right. We know who should hang. Let's hang this bad guy. And we don't want to wait for a trial that may take months long. Well, after the break, we'll continue this.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
Whether you're considering individual, family, or small business group insurance, consider getting the information you need from a licensed insurance broker. Neil Muhlberg can help you find the best prices available and sort through a broad selection of plans from leading health insurance companies such as Humana, PacifiCare, Imerica, or Blue Cross Blue Shield. Secure your future and freedom to choose. Call Neil Muhlberg at 303-499-2735. Neil is a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and he will give you the personalized care that you deserve. Neil specializes in high-deductible health savings account qualified plans where you can get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
Pastor David Whitney, filling in for Dr. Stan here on the American Freedom Network. And we've been talking about the Electoral College and what our founders understood, why this was an important check upon the powers of the federal government, a state check upon their powers. Actually, we were talking about the kind of a word picture of a B-rated Western movie of the difference between a democracy and a republic. Well, the town demagogue gets the people all stirred up, and they say, let's go hang him right now. So they go down to the jail, and a riot ensues, and the sheriff comes out to calm the crowd. And the sheriff says, you elected me as sheriff, and what I do is to uphold the law. Men, you elected me as sheriff before I took office. I swore a solemn oath, and that oath was this, to uphold the law of the land, the Constitution. This man has rights, and his rights may not be violated even if we have strongly held beliefs. And if I were to violate my oath of office to uphold the Constitution, I'd place my eternal soul in jeopardy. Fifth article of the U.S. State's Bill of, U.S. Bill of Rights says, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, I know you're impatient for justice, but justice will not be served if you hang this man. He must have his day in court. That's the rule of law. We are a country ruled by laws, not by men. We are a republic, not a democracy. And I intend to see that takes place there, here in this town, and we continue to be ruled by laws and not by men. Now, you all head home. Enough trouble's been done for one day. Well, the sheriff's powerful words are convince the mob, and they head off, shuffling their feet, muttering a few words, and go back home. But we must remember what that sheriff taught us. Our founders clearly labeled democracy a mobocracy. And what the demagogues of today are promoting is really socialism. When you hear the term democracy, think socialism or even communism. It's an evil system. It's been tried, and it's found completely inadequate to secure anyone's rights. And it cannot succeed as a system of government to secure our God-given rights, because socialism is not committed to the doctrine that government is God's law. Our founders clearly believed that civil government was ordained by God, therefore could only rightly function within its God-given boundaries. Socialism, on the other hand, believes government has or should have no boundaries. It should be unlimited in its function because, after all, their real belief is that government is God. Now, what we really need to understand is that those who are clamoring for democracy are aiming at one common goal, the destruction of our constitutional republic. And rather than be honest and fight a direct all-out war, they engage in subterfuge, deceit, misinformation. Providentially, we have the tools available to dispel those lies and those myths. It's the words of our founders. They have not been erased. Most Americans have simply ignored them. And that's why Institute on the Constitution is dedicated to teaching millions of Americans the truth about our constitutional republic. As I mentioned earlier, we provide a host kit that is designed so that anyone, anywhere, with any group of people can teach what our founders believed about law and government. As a senior instructor, it's very heartening to see what's taking place all over America. This past week, I graduated two classes here in Maryland, and 47 states are currently have at least one class teaching these principles. Many people, however, are intimidated by the thought of conducting a class on the Constitution that would teach people the history and heritage of our constitutional republic. I often hear people say, who, me? How could I teach the Constitution? I can't do that. I'm not a legal scholar, a historian. I'm not a teacher. Well, the good news is you don't have to teach, or you don't have to have any special knowledge of the Constitution or American history. Dr. John Eismo and DVDs does all that work for you in 12 half-hour lectures. Simply find a place to meet. Churches are an excellent place to begin. Community centers are also available. And you walk your students through the video lecture and the questions that follow. We give you a host kit that gives you all the answers and supplemental materials, everything that you need to effectively lead a group of citizens to understand our constitutional republic. And so we invite you to join the cause of preserving our God-given liberty, restoring our constitutional republic. Because the truth is, if you don't defend liberty, you will ultimately lose your own liberty. By the way, if you want to call us toll-free to order a host kit, our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796, or you can go to our website and order online. That's IOTConline.com. That's IOTConline.com. Now, the Electoral College, then, is designed to prevent a mobocracy, to prevent the destruction of our constitutional republic. Well, continuing on with Article 2, Section 1, it gives us the qualifications of the president. The president must be a natural-born citizen. That is, he cannot have been born in a foreign country. He must be born as a citizen here in these United States. He must be at least 35 years old, and he must have been a resident of the United States for at least 14 years. So if he was born here in the country and then traveled abroad or family abroad or whatever, he at least had to be a resident here for 14 years. And they did this because they understood that someone who has lived outside the country for a long period of time may be out of touch with where our country is at. They may not be the best qualified to serve as president. Now, in terms of succession, and by the way, in most governments around the world, the succession of the most powerful leader to the next leader, for example, from one president to another, is often a bloodbath. When it takes place, civil war breaks out, all kinds of violence that takes place. These United States are an anomaly, really, around the world, in that the transition of power from one leader to another has been smooth and without bloodshed in 200-plus years of our existence. Now, the details given to us in Article 2, Section 1, in terms of the succession of the president, were altered by the 22nd Amendment in 1951 and then also by the 25th Amendment in 1967, and we'll discuss those as well. The vice president succeeds the president. That is, if the acting president dies or becomes incapable, he's alive but unable to fulfill the duties of his office, the vice president succeeds him. If the vice president, and these are the original terms, if the vice presidency becomes vacant, the president, if he is still in office and still alive, he nominates the vice president, subject to confirmation by the majority of both houses of Congress. If both offices become vacant, Congress by law provides for succession. And Congress has provided Presidential Succession Act of 1886, and amended in 1947, 48, 65, and 66.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Welcome back. This is Pastor David Whitney filling in for Dr. Stan this morning. I'm senior instructor at the Institute on the Constitution, and we've been talking about Article 2, Section 1 of our Constitution, essential elements for people to understand. To be able to restore our constitutional republic, we need to understand the design of our founders. And as I mentioned earlier, we offer you a host kit that enables you to teach any group of people the essentials of what our founders believed and give them a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can go visit our website at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And then just remember what our founders said about democracy. It's not a good form of government because it does not secure your God-given rights. You go back to the Declaration of Independence, that's the essential purpose. That's what government is for. There is a Creator God. That Creator God has given you rights. The sole purpose of human civil government is to protect, defend, and secure your God-given rights. A republic, the form of government given to us by our founders and designed very specifically in the terms of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that form of government, if it is followed, if it is abided by, will secure your God-given rights. But today we have people in office in Washington, D.C., powerful individuals who are specifically working to destroy this Constitution because they want more power than this Constitution would grant to them. We the people must rise up and throw them off. We must replace them with people who will follow the terms of our Constitution, but we can't begin to do that until we know what our founders meant by the terms in this Constitution, until we have their worldview, which is really a biblical worldview of law and government. Thomas Jefferson said, anyone who desires to be ignorant and free desires what never was and what never will be. We need to take those words to heart, that if we really want to have our freedom and our liberty, if we want our God-given rights secure, we have to study and understand what our founders gave us in this constitutional republic, and we need to seek to actively restore and return to this constitutional republic. If we do, then our rights will be secure. As we all know today, your right to life, well, if you're unborn, it's not secure. Even if you're disabled, like Terry Schiavo, your right to life is not secure. How about your right to property? After the Supreme Court case, Kelo v. New London, in Connecticut there, we understand that your right to property is not secure because government has given itself the permission to steal your property any time it chooses. What kind of government is this? Why should we tolerate such kind of tyranny on the part of federal officials? As when we, in the succeeding programs, we'll look at Article 3 and what the Supreme Court is supposed to do and the federal courts are supposed to do, because the Supreme Court did the opposite of that in that Kelo case. Those Supreme Court justices should be impeached. They should be removed because they are violating the terms of our covenant we the people have with our civil government, our federal government. We created that government. We put the terms on paper. And when they do not abide by the terms of this contract we have with them, we need to remove them. And that's the duty of the legislature, to impeach those federal evildoers, in this case, black robe lawyers who said, you don't have a right to property anymore in these United States. And as they also said in Florida to Terry Schiavo, you don't have the right to life because we just don't think your quality of life is quite up to snuff of what we would say it should be. Every American should be concerned. Every American should be on the wall defending our rights to liberty because they're given to us by God. Thank you. This has been Pastor David Whitney filling in for Dr. Stan Monteith. God bless you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith.